The Christian in Complete Armor by William Grinnell. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17b. Chapter 6. The Divine Extraction of the Scripture Evidence in the Doctrinal Part. Thirdly, the Doctrinal Part of the Scriptures, by which in this place I mean only those grounds and principles of faith that are laid down in the Scriptures, must be believed and embraced of all that desire eternal life. There is a divine glory which is to be seen in the very face of them, being so sublime that no creature can be the inventor of them. To instance a few, first, God Himself, who is the prime object of our faith. Who but God could tell us who He is and what His nature is? That there is a God is a notion that natural reason hath found the way to search out. Yea, His Godhead and power are a lesson taught in the school of nature, and to be read in the book of the creatures. But how long men, who have no higher teaching, are learning the true knowledge of God, and how little progress they make therein, we see in the poor heathen among whom the wisest philosophers have been such dunces, groping about this one principle, one age after another, and yet not able to find the door, as the Apostle tells us when he saith that the world by wisdom knew not God, 1 Corinthians 1:21. But as for the Trinity of persons and the Godhead, there is such a height as the heart of man never could take aim at, so much as to dream or start a thought of it. So that if God had not revealed it, the world of necessity must have forever continued in the ignorance thereof. And the same must be said of all gospel truths. Jesus Christ, God-man, justified by faith in His blood and the whole method of grace and salvation through Him, they are all such notions as never came into the heart of the wisest Sophist in the world to conceive of, and, therefore, it is no wonder that a little child under the preaching of the gospel believes these mysteries which Plato and Aristotle were ignorant of, because they are not obtained by our parts and industry, but communicated by divine and supernatural revelation. Yea, now they are revealed. How does our reason gaze at them, at notions that are foreign and mere strangers to its own natural conceptions? Yea, too big to be grasped and comprehended with its short span, which makes it so ready, where grace is not master to keep it in subjection, to object against the possibility of their being true, because itself cannot measure them, as if the owl should say the sun had no light, because her weak eyes cannot bear to look on it. These are truths to be believed, upon the credit of him that relates them, and not to be entertained or rejected as they correspond to, or differ from, the mold of our reason. He that will handle these with his reason, and not his faith, is likely to be served as a smith that takes up his hot iron with his hand, and not with his tongs. What can he expect but to burn his fingers? End of chapter 6.